Okay, so talking about leadership, Joe Biden's going to have a news conference today. There's been some information leaking about this news conference because, you know, he's been criticized for not having very many news conferences where he actually gets up there for a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever, and takes questions from the media. He does a lot of stuff where he comes out and speaks, and then you've seen all the video where he goes, and they, people start yelling at him, no, I got to go. They told me I got to go, whoever they is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but occasionally he takes a couple of questions, but he hasn't done like a full-blown news conference in a while. And they're saying on some of the information we're getting about this is that the president's changing his strategy.
Okay.
Because people don't really realize what a great job he's doing. And so he feels like, you know, he's kind of acting like a senator. You know, that's what he's been all his life. He's kind of acting like a senator, and he's going in and trying to negotiate these deals with other senators. And he figures he's got to talk directly to us.
Okay.
So have more of these kind of events, these news conferences. He's going to talk to the American people, let the American people put the pressure on the senators. It's really not his policies that are a problem. It's been they just haven't PR'd it good enough.
Oh, they haven't communicated it well enough. So,
yeah.
Okay, got it.
So you know how great the president is at changing
communication?
Changing people's mind by calling them Bull Connor and Jefferson Davis and things like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure this is going to work. But here's the thing to me, Christina. They're acting like everything's really fine. It's just our communication problem. If we can fix that, then the American people will realize how great things really are because they just don't get it.
I think in the past that strategy has worked well for Democrats, the pretending that everything is fine and that there's nothing wrong, because the media typically protects them and points out the good. In this scenario, with this particular president, ratings polling is so low on him that there's not much the media can do to protect him. I look forward to what he has to say at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I anticipate this to be a mess. If this is not typically when he takes questions, it is choreographed. And that is, he knows who he's going to go to first. He knows what the question is going to be. And from what I understand, the answer to the question is even written in the teleprompter. And he's basically kind of reading. A press conference does not do this. It is not choreographed. It'll be interesting to see what this press conference looks like. The first press conference that he had went an hour. It was long. I felt like the first press conference he did should have been about 5 minutes. He did good for the first 5 minutes, and then it started falling apart because he lost momentum. He just kind of loses momentum when he's speaking and answering things, and then he becomes forgetful and the focus is lost. This will be interesting. I look forward to watching, and I really hope I'm wrong about all of this.
Now, did you just say you don't think this will be choreographed?
It's not supposed to be choreographed.
Don't you think, though, he already knows what his first question is going to be? He already knows where he's going.
I think you are right.
No.
However, I am going to wait and see and hope that I'm pleasantly surprised by all of it. I am an optimist when it comes to this. Although, I think my instincts will be right in that this will fail immensely.
This is from an NBC story I found, and they say, what some of Biden's aides have expressed concern about most is the impression that he is seemingly bogged down at the White House, giving too many one-dimensional speeches from Washington instead of showcasing what they see as his greatest political strength, empathy, and ability to connect with ordinary Americans. So that's what they're trying to sell, is that he's not using his greatest strength. Instead, he's been kind of behind the scenes trying to negotiate deals and doing one-dimensional speeches, which means, I think, that he just gets up and talks and then he doesn't take questions, which would be two-dimensional, I guess, if you actually talk to people like reporters. But the thing that's amazing to me, a lot of these stories compare Joe Biden and say he's got some of the worst approval ratings of any president in recent history, except one, Donald Trump. Donald Trump had worse numbers, okay? But think about their presidencies. Donald Trump was vilified from minute one by the media and the Democrats. this whole Russian collusion, we could go down the list, how they misrepresented what he said at Charlottesville, the Ukrainian phone call. They were just after him every day. Every single day they vilified him. They tried to tear him down. They tried to destroy his presidency. They impeached him twice. They just went after him for everything. They drove his numbers down. Biden, they've tried to prop up, and still his numbers are down, even with all the help of the media. Because if I ask you this question, I think I know your answer. What is the number one image you have of last year in your head?
No doubt, Afghanistan.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what he says about Afghanistan, which he said was an extraordinary success, the withdrawal. We didn't buy it.
Correct.
We just didn't buy it because we saw it.
And it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't an extraordinary success. It was an extraordinary failure.
Yeah, and we all know it, and they've tried to prop him up, and the media's tried to help him, but...
Stop saying it.
But Afghanistan remains a colossal failure as far as the American people are concerned, and there's nothing they can do about one-dimensional or two-dimensional or news conferences to change that, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I agree. And when it comes to COVID, there's another issue for you. He said he was going to take care of COVID.
He's going to shut it down.
He's going to shut it down. We've had more deaths today from COVID than the entire Trump.
We are now officially, Biden now leads the death count. Officially now, he's finally more. It's been close for a long time. But now Biden is officially, since the day he took office, more COVID deaths than Trump had on his watch.
And we're facing,
without the vaccine.
And we're facing a surge, yeah. Right? We're facing a surge. And we're all preparing. Maybe not all of us, but some of us are preparing to kind of, limit exposure for a few weeks. This is something, and now they're saying that's something that we're going to live with. So he was going to get rid of it. Now he's admitting, it's something we're going to have to live with.
But just think about the fact that he said he was going to shut it down. The media didn't challenge him. The media kind of went along. He said all the deaths up to some point in time were Donald Trump's, about 200,000 deaths at the time. They were all Donald Trump's fault. He got no pushback from the media. He said, I'm going to shut down the virus. Nobody asked him, how are you going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
They just let him say these things. He goes unchallenged. He won the presidency based on the fact, mostly, that he was going to take care of COVID. Nobody ever really asked, how are you going to do that? This thing's kind of out of control all over the world. How are you, Mr. President, going to do that? They just let him say it. If Donald Trump would have been saying that stuff, they would have crucified him. But again, they prop him up, and as much as they prop him up, he still can't get approval numbers.
He's going to tell you about all the great things he's done that you just don't know about.
Yeah, this is a new strategy.
Oh, yeah. He's going to talk to us.
Yeah, the old strategy wasn't working because things don't appear to be good to the American people, and he's got to straighten us out, and the way he's been doing it hasn't been working. So we're going to do a new strategy. He's going to talk directly to us and convince us, for instance, that Afghanistan wasn't a problem.
It was an extraordinary success.
Yeah.
Afghanistan was an extraordinary success.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, and we talked about, he said he'd shut down the virus.
He's going to tell us how he's addressing the issues at the border, because Kamala's going to do is going to do a flyover Honduras. So he's addressing issues at the border.
After the Afghanistan issue on the tarmac, what is the number two issue you see image in your head? The border, right?
Yeah.
That would be, and we've all seen the mess at the border. He tried to pass Build Back Better with trickery. Remember, he said they budgeted stuff for 1 year instead of 10 years.
Right.
Everybody saw through that.
The voting rights bill is the most recent thing that he's been talking about.
Yeah, he acts like, you're going to get hosed down if you try to vote and attack with German shepherds or something, like back in the 50s. And, Joe Manchin yesterday said, hey, nobody has any trouble voting. He knows what we all know. Nobody has any trouble voting. What are you trying to say here? You can't vote in the United States of America? Nobody's buying this stuff.
We've made
it
easier than ever.
Yeah.
Gas prices, rising gas prices. He's going to tell you about how it's all the oil companies' faults.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
He's not accepting any responsibility for inflation. As a matter of fact, he said the reason he can't fix inflation is because they didn't pass Build Back Better.
Correct.
And that would have fixed inflation.
Absolutely.
$5 trillion, which he called $1 trillion. Amazing.
And then, of course, he won't talk about defund the police.
Yeah.
But if he did,
his party,
and they were telling the truth.
His party was the party of defund the police. And he was on board until it was obvious it wasn't working anymore. And then that's when he had his news conference about funding the police to hire more police. And that's when Peter Ducey said, but if you hire more police and you arrest the people, but you still let them out, what have we accomplished?
Agreed.
So Joe Biden's problem isn't that he's not communicating correctly. It's that the policies aren't working. It's just like in California. You know, the governor, you know, your policies aren't working. Change them.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.